This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. It's Friday, New Music Day, Leo. How are you?
How are you? You look a bit flushed.
Oh, so hot in here. I think it's over 30 degrees in the studio. It's just the air conditioning decided that it didn't want to work anymore, and apparently it's going to take a while to fix. So,
do you know if I was there, there would be no show happening.
I know. What did you call it? A diva tantrum.
Oh, I'll be the biggest diva tantrum. Yes, you got to have air conditioning. My goodness.
Oh, look at you. You look cool and calm and collected.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking very calm and collected. Did a bit of shopping today and a bit of social media stuff. So, yeah, I'm good.
Fabulous. It's the end of the year. Is there any new music or is it drying up?
There's not much. We're coming to the end. But I thought what we'll do today is we'll just go back on the year and see some bit of highlights.
Oh, lovely. Fantastic.
Our Kylie completed the Attention Live tour starting in Australia back in February. And she went all over the world, her biggest tour of her career, including two nights at New York's Madison Square Garden, which was absolutely huge, and ending the tour in Mexico late August. So Kylie had a massive year on the road. Of course, she's got the Christmas album out, Fully Wrapped, which has debuted at number 4 on the ARIA album charts this week.
Now, I played The Pretenders before, 2,000 Miles. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise that Kylie did a cover of that as well. Yeah, I mean, I probably heard it, but I just couldn't remember. Well, there you go.
Now, Taylor Swift has had a massive year, of course. I mean, The Life of a Showgirl, the album, went number one all over the world. Her Eras tour, the documentary on that, kicks off on Disney Plus tonight. So if you've like Taylor Swift, and you've got Disney Plus, that doco kicks off tonight, plus the extended Eras concert is also on Disney Plus tonight as well.
Fantastic.
So, we play for Swifties. And K-pop had a massive year with the Netflix movie K-pop Demon Hunters. Now, that was huge this year, absolutely massive. Golden. Yeah, the track Golden became the world's biggest track of the year. It just took over the whole world. It was massive. So, but I thought with those three juggernauts happening, let's take a look at some other artists which had a pretty big years this year. Lady Gaga, of course.
Oh my God, saw her on Friday.
How was it, Will?
Oh, Leo, it's the best concert I've ever been to, ever. It is amazing. I mean, concerts aren't just concerts anymore. It's a whole show, and she went on. I mean, it must have been 2 hours or so. She just didn't stop. It just went on and on. It was great.
I heard nothing but great feedback, but I did hear something that the stage was quite small for a stadium show. Is that right?
I didn't think so. Maybe it was, but there were projected screens everywhere. You know, where I had a great view, so I loved it, and it was just, and you know, she said, "Where's the queer community here?" And it was, you know, like the whole stadium just roared, and it was so lovely. And she goes, "You know, we love you, I love you," and it was just so nice to be in a football stadium of all places, and everyone screaming. It was very emotional, actually. I loved her. I think she's amazing,
and she's been with the community since day one.
Yeah,
she's hopped on the bandwagon. She's been from the start, so she's such a great artist.
And we're little monsters. I didn't realize we were monsters. That's what she refers to us as.
Now, this year, Lady Gaga had a return to form with her album Mayhem, which was a huge success. Of course, the Bruno Mars duet was absolutely massive, massive song for her. But Abracadabra was a great song. I love this track. It was really successful for her. She's currently in Australia still, and she's playing Sydney tonight.
Oh, how exciting. China.
Yeah, so all your Sydney-siders listening, have fun at Lady Gaga tonight. Sabrina Carpenter had another massive year. The lead single from her album, Man's Best Friend, was Man Child. Mm-hmm. such a great track. We'll take a listen to the Man-Child.
Leo, I've become a real Sabrina Carpenter fan. Is it Tears? Is that her latest one, Tears?
Yeah, that was the second single. Oh. But I love this one. Such a cool video. And I love the fusion of like pop and country. Mm. It's a cool genre. And another big hit for Sabrina Carpenter, her fourth number one in the UK and hitting number two here as well in Australia. Locally, I really loved G-Flip this year. They had an incredible year, and I absolutely loved this one. Don't go falling for a country girl.
Ah, great. Really good, G-Flip.
Such a good album, Dream Ride, which entered number four on the ARIA album charts. And G-Flip is touring next February all over the country, so get your tickets to that. New singles. Now, there is one, I guess, massive Christmas song released for Cher fans. Of course, back in 2023, Cher released her very first holiday album called Christmas. And this is a new song, not on the Christmas album. This is Christmas Is Here.
There's been some really good Christmas songs released this year. Normally, you know, they're a bit, you know, ho-hum, but this one's great.
Yeah, another great track from Cher, and that is not on her Christmas album, so you can get that on streaming right now. Really good message. You don't need to be alone at Christmas time. No. It's a really beautiful message from Cher. On my podcast at the moment, there is the It's Christmas Time episode, which basically highlights all the new Christmas songs this year. And that's been getting some really big downloads this week, along with my Mariah Carey episode from a couple of years ago. So check out that on your favourite podcast provider.
Well done, Leo.
And on my YouTube channel, I have got my 25 Days of Christmas, and I've got Christmas videos on there at the moment. And we've got live performances from Ricky Lee, Vanessa Amorosi, and Anthony Clear this week.
Fantastic. Leo Stubbing, this is our final episode here for you this year. Will you come back and join us next year?
Of course.
Oh, fabulous. Well,
I just want to say you do such an amazing job, Warren. Oh, you don't have a team of people around you.
No.
Do it yourself. You know, so you do an amazing job. Some great music you play, some awesome interviews this year. So congrats to you, Dom.
Thank you so much. And Con does help me with the producing and all, booking all the the guests.
Sorry, Con.
But it's just the two of us. It's a lot of work, but we love it. And we love having people like you on, Leo. I'm so glad you're coming back next year to bring us all this new music. But I love what you're about to play. Tell us about this.
Did you watch the final episode of Neighbours last
No, week? I didn't get to see it. How was it?
It was very different from when it ended a couple of years ago with when Essen came back and Guy Pearce and everyone came back. It was very much, I was in tears. It was very emotional. But this time it was a very different ending. It's very open-ended. All right. So if you haven't watched it, make sure you check it out, because I have a feeling it's going to come back in the future in some different form, whether that's a limited series or a telly movie, a Christmas movie perhaps, a spin-off. We don't know, but I don't think this is the last.
Leo prediction.
Yes. Yeah. That was very evident of the episode last night. But I have to say a big congrats to Dina Curie, who wrote an incredible piece on Q News today about the how Neighbours has impacted the rainbow community. So many amazing characters over the years, some inclusion. So check out that, check out Dean's piece on Q News website. It's a really great article. But for today's throwback, I thought we'll go back to 1988.
Yeah.
Now, Miley Minogue and Jason Donovan were two of the biggest names to come from Neighbours. And they made that transition from soap star to pop star. In 1988, this track was massive all over Europe, UK, and here in Australia, reaching number one in the UK, number two in Australia and New Zealand, selling over 1 million units in the UK alone.
Huge.
It's Scott and Charlene on a record together.
Oh, my God, this is exciting.
For the first time probably in ages on Joy.
Yes. What is it?
For you.
Thank you. Leo Stubby, have a great Christmas. New Year, we'll catch you again in February.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.